This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Well, I tell you what, man, it's a fresh start is possible.
Living it up while beginning again. This is what we are all about.
Yeah.
And our relationships with God, first and foremost, never too late to start that over, and with people.
Yeah.
That's what this ministry is all about.
That's right.
Looking forward to what lies ahead. Don't look back. You can glance at it, but don't stare at it and not be fearful of the future. That's what we're all about.
That's right. And I'll tell you what, there's just one scripture. Of course, you know, the Bible is all about fresh starts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at Noah, Moses, Abraham, all the prophets. Every one of them got a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nehemiah, you know, the disciples. I mean, look at Peter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after he denied Christ three times, that's who Jesus used to build his church.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he got a fresh start. Mm-hmm. So it's all about, the Bible is all about fresh starts.
That's right.
You know? And so one, you know, topic, or one scripture, has been in Genesis chapter 15.
Which is the beginning. Genesis is always the beginning.
And so, you know, it has to deal with Abraham, who was called Abram at the time, and until the Lord changed his name. He was wondering, you know, how is he ever going to have a child to carry on his legacy? You know? He was in his 70s. You know, he said, man, there ain't no way, you know? And so the Lord said to him in verse 4, "No, your servant will not be your heir, for you will have a son of your own who will be your heir." Then the Lord took Abram outside and said to him, "Look up into the sky and count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have." And Abraham believed the Lord.
That's it.
And the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith.
Because of his faith.
You know, and so Abram was, you know, was getting a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was kind of down in the dumps,
thinking, older man.
Older guy going, man, I don't know how in the world I'm going to get, you know, a child. You know, I guess, and back then, you know, if you didn't have a child, your heir would be your servant. And so that's what he thought. He said, man, all this stuff is going to go to my servant. And I really wanted to give it to my son.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, you will.
Mm-hmm.
And Abram did not doubt that at all.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, if you're saying it, I believe it. Now, Sarah, on the other hand, when the three visitors came to their tent, and in the Bible, if you really read it, they were, one of them was Jesus, and then the two angels. And when they told them, you know, Sarah's going to have a child, Sarah kind of went, kind of laughed.
Kinda.
You know, well, she laughed a lot. She said, a woman of my age, she was 10 years younger than Abraham, and she was like 65. So she's thinking, what am I? He's having a baby? There ain't no way. But immediately, the three visitors looked at Abraham and said, why'd she laugh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, you know what? Maybe God's looking at you and saying, why'd you laugh?
Mm-hmm.
When you started thinking of a fresh start.
Yeah. Or you think, because I'm too old, or I live too far, or
I'm too busy,
too bad, or no, it's just too late. I don't have the energy.
It's never too late.
Let all that stinking thinking go.
Yeah. When did your dad was a very successful man, but when did your dad finally get his high school diploma? How old was he?
Oh, yeah. He was like 78.
Okay. It's a fresh start.
Oh, yeah.
It's never too late.
I read about or saw a news story, man, that became an attorney at 90. He was getting his law degree. He was walking across the stage.
That's just awesome. You know what I mean? Every day is a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Live life to the fullest. Okay, but live it in a way that glorifies God. You know what I mean? That's a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was gave my life to Christ years ago, man, I experienced a fresh start that lasts every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day when I wake up is a fresh start, and I thank God for that
mm-hmm.
because I'm not walking in condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm walking with a Lord side by side that says, you know what, Scott? Today's a fresh start.
Right.
I love you. I'll always love you. My love will never be less and never be more. It's perfect for you.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, you know, and we've started all over in our life.
Yep.
You know, we both had previous marriages. Mm-hmm. You've got two grown sons.
Yeah.
And you came from single parenting them. You know, I was single for a long time before we remarried. I don't have children of my own. Lived single for a while. Did all that. You know, we both have dealt with depression. We both have dealt with a lot of fear. But, you know, because our roots are deep in God and we trust Him and believed the desires that He put into our heart, we didn't let what we saw in the natural stop us.
Right.
I know for me, I had a goal, I had a dream and a vision, and I went towards that, regardless of the way things looked. And I had to believe, you know, and you listen to the statistics, if you get into that kind of stuff about remarriage at a certain age and all that. I didn't listen to any of that, what the world said. I paid attention to what God had put into my heart, but I did my part. I knew that I needed to do some preparation to be ready for all that He had for me.
That's
and
true.
I just had to get to that point where I choose who I listened to and who I didn't. And those that stood with me stood with you. Isn't that, you surrounded yourself with people who were positive, who were behind you. And
That's
what
right.
you knew God was saying to you, which was that you were going to spread the gospel.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what it's all about. It's belief. Just like we're talking about with them. Their circumstances in the natural looked impossible.
Yeah.
But they knew in their knowing and their knower deep down in that gut, nope, this is what God is saying.
Yeah.
That's a new idea for you. Maybe hearing from God or thinking that you've heard from God is a whole new way of thinking for you. He's there. He's been there the whole time. He's just waiting for us to pay attention to Him.
That's true. You know, and I'll tell you just a little history on Abram and Sarai, who later became Abraham and Sarah. You know, as far as that goes, I mean, they were asked to leave where they had been for years. They were wealthy, had a lot of land, and God said, get up and go to a different land. Okay? And because Abraham believed God, it was because of his faith and not his works.
Right.
Yep. Is the reason why he got this fresh start and this righteousness from God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what God wants us, I believe, and that's my prayer for everyone listening, is that this year, 2014, that we would believe.
It is ridiculous.
And not rely on your works.
As things may seem, to believe.
I mean, it took, you know, after God told Abraham he was going to have a child, it was 2 years later.
Mm-hmm. But they
went immediately. It was 2 years later,
mm-hmm.
but
yep.
he did have that child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it was in his timing. And they got in there and tried to make it happen a whole nother way.
Sure did, with Hagar and all that. So,
but God still did what He kept His promise, but it was in His time. But they got impatient. I know that's hitting some people right now.
Yeah, I never get impatient.
Never. Just to be impatient. Say, no, we'll go on and do it now. There's preparation. God knows what He's doing.
He does.
He knows the perfect time. Just in the meantime, try to enjoy the journey and let Him do a work in you so that you can be ready for it.
That's right. Well, our prayer for you, you know, God's been so good to Teresa and I by giving us a fresh start in our marriage,
mm-hmm.
giving us a fresh start in a relationship with Him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really pray for you to have a fresh start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, man, whether you've known Christ your whole life, and you just walked away.
Yep.
Or maybe you know what you're thinking. I've never really known Jesus.
Right. You just knew going to church.
Yeah. Or maybe you know you've been that person that's gone to church, mm-hmm. sitting in the same pew.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're a greeter. Who knows?
Going through the motions, being there every time the doors are open.
But then when you leave church, when you leave church, you're like, okay, now what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. you know what? That's Jesus is with you every single day. Okay, every day is a fresh start. Okay, let me encourage you. Give your heart to him. Just try it. You know, I remember as a young child, not a young child, but as a teenager, being tempted with alcohol or drugs or anything like that. That's exactly what the people would say. Just try it. Mm. Okay? Well, you know what? We don't want you to be dependent on that stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. We want you to be dependent on God. So just try it. Okay? Because he is the one that can give you a fresh start. Mm-hmm. So if you would like that fresh start, we ask that you please pray this prayer with us and know that you are saved, because it says in the scriptures, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And just know that how much he loves you. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to pray this prayer of salvation, please do so after us. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you so much for this fresh start. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day, and because of the cross, you say that my sins are forgiven because I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. Thank you for being my Savior. I give my heart to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a fresh start at any stage in life. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that want to have a fresh start, but they think they can't. So enjoy this time.
That's true.
And look forward to just new beginnings.
Yeah.
Every day. Because you're seeking God's will this year. You decided, what I've been doing has not worked. And I'm going insane by doing the same thing I'm doing, thinking it's going to change, because it's not.
Well, you know, I agree with that. And if you did pray that prayer, we'd love for you to email us at info@livingitup.org. Mm-hmm. Let us know. Right. You know, and I want to give a shout out to all the missionaries around the world. Will they be in the Middle East? You know, Yemen, United Kingdom, Canada, all over the world. If you're listening to our podcast, we want to say thank you for your service. Mm-hmm. Keep going on, you know, keep on keeping on. Mm-hmm. And keep pressing on for Jesus Christ.
That's right. We look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
That's right.
Keep living it up.
While we gang again.